Chapter 1 Mason shoved a full glass of gray sludge in front of my face, wrinkling my nose and giving him some serious stink eye. I pushed the disgusting concoction away from me. I've had enough of those to last me 2 lifetimes. No, 3, I exclaimed with a pout. The hotness level of my detective boyfriend dropped at least 1 point with his insistence. Come on, Charlie. Stop being so stubborn. You know you need its help, so drink it all down, and then I'll treat you to a piece of pie.
Where? At the Harvest Moon Cafe? At Sweet Tooth's? Or at Sassy's new place? I clarified, hoping the current town debate of who served the best pie would distract him. He raised an exasperated eyebrow at me.
Nice try. But you should remember that I'm a highly trained warden and have a keen ability to detect a pile of malarkey in seconds.
Mason moved the glass in front of me again.
Now, as your grandmother is fond of saying, quit your dawdling and get to it.
His attempt at a southern accent cracked my grumpy demeanor. Fine, but I'm only doing this for the pie, I grumbled, snatching the drink from him. Holding my nose, I tipped the glass back and let the thick potion gloop into my mouth. Swallowing it down as fast as possible, I drained the contents until I couldn't take any more. Mason held out a napkin for me to wipe my mouth.
I would tell you that it wasn't as bad as all that, but I have no desire to get punched in the stomach, or shoulder, or wherever your irritated fist might land.
An uncomfortable bubble burbled in my chest, and out of spite, I let out a very juicy burp. Covering my mouth, I giggled a little. Excuse me. My patient boyfriend sighed and shook his head at me, his eyes twinkling with amusement.
I suppose that's better than a bruise.
He took the glass from me and went to the sink to rinse it out. I smacked my lips and grimaced, needing something to take the edge off the awful taste in my mouth. Nana had started making me drink the sludge again after she had failed to find a way to break the spell that bound Dash and me together. Sure, we'd done it for a good cause, but looking back on the whole debacle, I constantly wondered whether or not the end results were worth it. My eyes flitted to Mason, who poured sweet tea into a different glass just for me. He tried so hard not to show his concern over the binding, but I knew it had to bother him. I mean, he just told me he loved me, and then I went and connected my soul to another guy. At least the sludge allowed me to block off sharing too much of myself with Dash. Nana had tweaked her concoction until we'd found the best combination that shut down the binding's effects as best we could. And maybe Dash's return to his home in the mountains also lessened the consequences of our hasty decision. His absence helped me reassure Mason that I was all his.
Here you go. Maybe this will sweeten your disposition.
The detective placed the glass of sweet tea on the table in front of me. As I reached out for the new drink, a wave of nausea hit me, and I knocked the tea over as I flinched. Beads of sweat broke out over my brow, and I stifled a moan, not wanting to alarm him.
Sorry, I'll get a towel to clean that up, I gritted, trying to stand and failing.
Mason held onto my arm.
Stay here, I'll take care of things.
He left my side, and regret battled with the sickening vibes racking my body. Any designs I had for us to be able to completely ignore my current predicament today flew out the proverbial window. It was getting harder to hide the growing magnitude of my symptoms from fighting the binding. Something wet and cold pressed against my forehead, and I reached up to touch Mason's arm. Thanks, I uttered, closing my eyes and breathing in deep to keep the nausea at bay. He moved the wet washcloth to the back of my neck.
You're more than welcome.
His controlled tone helped me maintain a level of calmness I wouldn't have had by myself. There were so many things I should say to my kind boyfriend that I didn't know where to start. The humongous elephant that followed us around and hung out right on the edge of every conversation grew larger as each day passed, and I got a little worse than before. Fear of the consequences of what needed to be said kept me quiet. I blew out a long breath, relaxing as the sudden need to throw up passed. Mason took the seat next to me, the worry in his eyes blazing at me. His lips were pursed in frustration. I drew the washcloth from the back of my neck and busied myself folding and unfolding the damp fabric in my hand.
I guess there are some things we should talk about, I admitted in a low voice.